not to solve a problem or achieve KPI. Sometimes I understand that we should find time for playing with data.
Hello and welcome to the Data Culture Podcast. I'm Carsten Bange, founder and CEO of Bark, and my guest today is Alex Kolokolov. He's an expert in data visualization, but the reason I invited him was that he runs a non-profit project called Data to Kids that teaches and inspires children to visualize data. And I thought that's not only a fun, but also I think a good initiative to bring the ideas of data and visualization to children. I talked with him what he's doing, how he's doing it, and hopefully find it interesting too. Enjoy the episode.
Hi, Carsten. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, and great to have you here. I saw a super interesting website or initiative that's called Data to Kids. The idea is to bring data visualization know-how or knowledge to kids. At least that's my impression. And you run it, Alex, so maybe give us an overview. Give us a bit of background. Why did you start it? What are you doing there?
I started as data nerd 16 years ago. When I was getting older I became a father, of course, I wanted to share my professional passion with my kids. And they asked me, what am I doing? What am I being paid for? And I tried to explain, and I said that I'm just turning numbers into pictures. And my older daughter said, what? Do people really pay for this? Because even I can turn numbers into pictures. It was one of the reasons when I realized that kids have interest to this topic. Of course, I need more interesting explanation. I created magic characters for each chart and put them in a story. And finally, I got a book, Christine and Magic Charts. This book tells about journey of young girl who gets into world of data to save her dad, who was pulled in by dirty data when he was working too late.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids inspired me to start this non-profit project, and now we run. So tomorrow we'll host a final ceremony of Data Visualization Award, Data to Kids, and honor the best infographics and dashboards made by kids from 7 to 12 years old.
I mean, it's a great idea, yeah? Also to spark curiosity in this topic. And I think it's something that you can use in everyday life anyway, yeah, to have a better understanding about data and visualizations. So how was the reception? Yeah. So what did you see? What happened once you started this project?
First year of procrastination. Second year for sketching and another kind of procrastination. And the third year was active stage. So during 2025, we developed this storyline, published book, and organized this award. Mm-hmm. Maybe this time lag book was related to this point that my older kids grew up and they were not interested anymore. So my daughter was interested when she was 6, 7, maybe 8, but later she wasn't engaged. But my younger son, even when he was 5, he started asking questions, what am I doing at my work? And When I published this book, even when I've got electronic version, he was one of the first readers. But my daughters at 9 and 11, they didn't read it.
So do you think there's like a very, like a perfect age group for this? Or is this just more individual from your daughter, but you also see children with from like older than 7 or 8 participating in this?
My opinion that core audience are kids from 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. But when we started data visualization toward, we realized that the audience is much broader. And now it we have projects submitted by 5 years old and 12 years old because they use different tools.
Mm-hmm.
And being a kid of 5, you build your chart from toys. At 6, you may build it from Lego blocks. And kids older than 10, they really use, some of them use Minecraft, Roblox, or even Excel, or some sketching tools. And they build dashboards. Of course, it's imitation of dashboard, but it looks like sections, frames, bars, pie charts. For example, about autumn leaves. There is no KPIs, like in business dashboards, but it's data visualization, some distribution statistics about colors and size of autumn leaves.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so children from 7 to 12, roughly, or 5 to 12. And what you just mentioned leads me to a question. So how does it work? Do you give them like an exercise, or can they? Is it just about they can visualize whatever they like? So how do they basically come up with the content for the visualization?
We provide examples. We don't make specified assignments. We just provide the direction. They find their own path. So grown-ups, they need specified guidelines. And when I work with my corporate clients, I have to prepare guidelines, step one, step two. But kids surprised me that they don't need any guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Just a clear image. Really, they there's enough to tell them a question and they will develop a story. And we hosted several online workshops when we explain how to work with data, how to tell the story, and in simple words, we explained typical configurations of each diagram, bar chart, pie chart, bubble chart. And I forget to mention that I'm not only one author. So I have a co-author and co-founder of this project, Natalia Kiselova. She's mostly about data art, and we've got our collaboration that I'm mostly about data and running this as a business project, and she runs this as a creative project.
Mm-hmm.
And together we organized all these webinars, and mostly she, as a mom, explained to children how to work with charts and how to create crafted visuals, how to play with data. Because I, to be honest, I've forgotten how to play with data. I can only work with data.
Excellent. Excellent. So how do now children hand in their projects, or what are they producing? We will definitely link to the website. I think there are great examples as the gallery page. Yeah? But maybe you can describe what do you get as a feedback? What do children basically submit?
So there are three categories, craft, painting, and digital. The most popular is painting, when they can draw all the visuals, and these visuals also, many of them are based on data. And we received even video recording when a young boy shows his paper table about football statistics and explains, this is my favorite player, this is number of games, goals, time spent, and he builds an infographic, and really each stripe, each color explains data. And I'm happy that he makes it manually and engages his creativity and inspiration. So some of them make research. For example, 9 years old girl asked her classmates, what is a happiness for them? And asked them to rank their happiness level from 1 to 10. And reasons why they evaluate such level and how it depends. And she's got like academic research of happiness level, distribution, gender distribution, age purposes, and created well-illustrated report. Much better than adults.
Excellent. Excellent. So, so children draw, children use digital tools, software or whatever, and crafting I also found quite interesting. So they are stacking, I don't know, Legos or gummy bears or toys or whatever. So I think that's very creative. Overall, did you hear also maybe some feedback from the parents? Yeah, so it sounds like it's a playful way, but if you describe it, there's a lot in it. Yeah, meaning maybe some research, even how to get to the data, then to think about, okay, how can I visualize it and then be creative actually in doing it, like drawing or building something. Did you get any feedback from maybe even the parents, yeah, that how this project influenced the children?
Talking to parents, I discovered our social impact because it's not only about teaching. It's about spending meaningful time together. And they are, at the same time, they are playing, but they are sharing their professional values, they are teaching kids, but it's not like academic assignment that you should solve this task. No, they do it together and they're having fun. We started, to be honest, we started it as a promo event, but business event, we failed. Sales conversion is low because we do it not, we don't use marketing best practices, selling points, and all the marketing stuff. We make it from our hearts, like intention, and it's really non-perfect project, but I feel this social impact and I feel that we are doing the right thing.
Cool. Very good. So tell us how it works. So can everyone participate? Is it free? Do children have to pay, or the parents maybe for the children pay to participate? So how does it work?
It's totally free. Everyone can participate. So technically, parents submit application, but we trust that this project is made by child. Of course, parents may help anyway, but there is no prize fund. They attend webinars, prepare some training assignments if they want. And finally, they work on their project and submit this application. And we invited about 50 recognized professionals in the field of data analytics and infographics. and they judge all these projects, provide feedback, and tomorrow we will look at the shortlist and call the names of winners.
Okay, excellent. So we have to say tomorrow will be May 9th, because this podcast will be published later. But do you plan another award? Is there something coming up this year, maybe?
Maybe next year. Maybe we will find sponsors or collaboration with technical brands, for example, because it takes a lot of efforts to run this activity, and it's still non-profit activity. Maybe we will find these ways to collaborate and find sponsors and continue and make this event annual.
Excellent. Very good. Did you find, you are a long time expert in data visualization, dashboarding, and so on. Did you find anything in now with working with the kids and seeing what they produce? Is there anything to be learned for the let's say grown-ups when they visualize data? Did you see anything there that you say, hey, this is actually a good approach or something that also grown-ups should consider?
I'd say that, of course, there is no serious frameworks that I can adapt to business projects. For me, it's different things. There's maybe some common ideas like data physicalization.
Okay.
But now working with data, we need to do it so fast and use AI tools, and we don't have time for playing. It's not about operating, it's about deep thinking and finding insights. For me, it's different topics, but sometimes I understand that we should find time for playing with data and building something not to solve a problem or achieve KPI. And I have some sort of professional deformation because I need a reason to analyze data, and I forgot how to do it for fun, but I did it 10 years ago. So I have this gap of playing, and many data analysts forgot how to play.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That leads me to another question. Now, how do you see the state of AI for data visualization? How advanced is it? Can we expect to maybe do less thinking ourselves about visualization because AI will support this or come up with good ideas? How far do you see the whole, especially Gen AI space or also the let's say commercial vendors in BI, in visualization? How advanced do you see the whole space?
AI can correctly visualize data. AI tools, especially Claude, they started to feel what is the correct visualization. And they don't follow formal rules. They like chart chooser. This is a bar chart. This is a line chart. And I know that they will feel better how to visualize, but they still don't feel the insights. Mm-hmm. And business reasons, and this is still a space for human to find this insight and how to engage people, make actions based on these insights. So we have data, we have visuals, we have insights and actions. My profession is now more about communication with people. First 10 years in this profession, I spent talking to data. But my second decade, I'm talking to people, to managers, and find arguments and inspiration how to make this decision and not to get into analysis paralysis
Alex, thanks so much for giving us a bit of insight into your kids' project. I wanted to end this with a question. What was the most funny visual you got, or maybe the most impressive one? What really stuck with you as being super interesting?
One of my favorite data physical object was a tree explaining school grades.
Okay.
Each branch was a specific school subject, so it was unexpected. I never imagined that we can display grades as a tree. In general, I was surprised with food visuals.
Yeah, yeah.
We can use so many food, and this is a good metaphor as a taste of data.
A taste of data. That's a great ending. Thanks so much, Alex. I wish you all the best with this project. Thank you for this non-profit and I think really interesting educational project. And hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.